Most veterinarians probably don't picture themselves working with bees. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. Thanks to new federal regulations, more and more vets might soon find themselves with six-legged patients. Michigan Radio's Rebecca Kruth has more.
One of the first things you notice about the honeybee hives in Bonnie Reardon's Dexter backyard is the smell. It's hard to describe, but words like woodsy, sweet, and earthy come to mind.
When you go around hives, that's just a typical smell of the hive, at least a healthy hive.
Reardon opens up a hive and pulls out a frame covered with honeybees, busy taking care of brood or baby bees.
Oh, Bonnie, that was gorgeous. That's perfect.
That's Dr. Terry Ryan Kane. She's a veterinarian and a friend of Reardon's. You could say she's on a hive call today.
You want to see an arc on the frame of cap brood, uncapped brood, and then the pollen kind of rainbows over that, and then the honey food source kind of rainbows over that. So that was perfect.
Kane has bees printed on her shirt and socks. She's got a bee tattoo on her forearm. You'd never know that she used to take care of cats. A few years ago, she heard about new federal rules that have now changed beekeepers' access to antibiotics.
I kept bees, I love bees, and I knew about the regulations, so I put those together and became a bee vet.
Bees can get sick just like other animals and sometimes need medicine. But before the new regulations went into effect this year, if a beekeeper needed antibiotics for their hives, they could get them over the counter at farm stores and bee supply companies. Now they need approval from a veterinarian.
This is a huge change.
That's Dr. Chris Cripps. He's a veterinarian and runs a bee supply company in New York. He says the rules are part of an effort to prevent antibiotic resistance in food-producing animals. That includes bees.
You know, your doctor might not give you a prescription for antibiotics because you have a cold. You know, that's part of it. And then, you know, us having to say, yeah, these animals truly are sick and this is a warranted need for the antibiotics, you know, that's a similar part of that same effort.
A warranted need for bees would be a bacterial disease like American foul brood. It's highly contagious and highly lethal. For years, beekeepers have treated their hives with antibiotics mixed with powdered sugar. And that's helped control the disease. Cripps says today there's only a 1-2% prevalence in the U.S.
So the beekeepers are deathly afraid that if the antibiotics have truly been doing their job, then what they're doing is keeping this bacteria at a low, manageable level. And now without antibiotics so freely available, you know, do they have an outbreak of this disease again?
We are slacking off on usage because we haven't seen the problem.
That's Terry Klein. Nearly 50 years ago, he and his wife bought one hive to help pollinate their apple trees and garden.
Somewhere between then and now, it got out of control. We're running 2,250 hives this year.
Today, Klein owns a honeybee farm in St. Charles called TM Klein & Sons. They sell honey to places like Kroger, Meijer, mom-and-pop grocery stores, even local breweries. For commercial keepers like Klein, the new regulations are an extra step for a problem they're used to diagnosing and treating on their own without a vet.
It'll work out all right. It's just complicated. You know, there again, it's political. And I can understand what they're trying to do, but they don't understand what we're trying to do.
Most vets don't get much, if any, bee education in vet school, but more and more are stepping up to learn. Still, it's going to be a while before bees are just another patient. For the Environment Report, I'm Rebecca Kruth.
And that's it for the Environment Report today. I'm Rebecca Williams.